He has one life.
Who's that? Oh. If I ever get reincarnated, I want to come back as a cat. A house cat. Your middle initials, W?
H and H.
Okay. This is tape 3 of the interview with Nathan. And we're starting with the question. Starting question 65.5. No, but that thing I was telling you, the Spanish Dios, and maybe even the French Mon Dieu, meaning God, isn't as strong as the English or American use of the same word.
But in most of that language, a word can't mean more than one thing. So like Latin, in the English language, it can mean two or three things.
Yeah. Meanings do vary a lot.
The same word spelt the same way. Like read. I read the book. I'm reading the book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do have a lot of shades of meaning. There's no doubt about it.
I read the book. I'm reading.
To a naughty child, you might say, you're going to get a
spanking.
If Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say Bob blank a lot in 1 year.
He's grown a lot in 1 year.
You say to him,
oh, he's grown so many inches. Mm-hmm.
You say to him, you certainly have blank big.
You should have gotten big.
If you use the same word you used before, you'd say you certainly have what big?
He's grown big, big.
Or you might say, my, how you
have grown.
If you wanted to use it this way, you'd say, Bob blank last year.
Bob, should it grow last year?
If you left out the sure did, you'd say,
Bob did grow last year.
Mm-hmm. If you left out the did, what would you say? Bob blank
grew last year.
What do you call a child that's born to an unmarried woman?
Illegitimate.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other terms or familiar with any other terms that you might use black to poor whites?
No, just illegitimate.
Okay, talking about children again, if you're comparing two children, you might say Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot
more lovable.
Mm-hmm. Your brother's son's called your what?
Uncle Lindy.
Oh, no, your brother's son is, in relation to you, is called your what?
My nephew.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you said, what did they call me?
Mm-hmm. A child that's lost its father and mother is called what?
An orphan.
Who?
Family Weaver.
Oh, tell her hello.
You don't talk to her?
No, I'm not. I don't know as well as the Evelyn does. Suppose it's the child has been put in an institution.
Orphan's home.
Mm-hmm.
I send them a check every month.
Do you call the child the same thing then if it's just lost its parents?
Oh yeah, it's an orphan. But not all the children in orphan's home are orphans, you know that.
Yeah, some are.
Methodist children's home is what I was speaking about. Uh-huh. Sending a check to, because I'm a treasurer of the Sunday school class. And I send them a check for $25 each month.
How do you get the other children?
Oh, they come from broken homes.
Mm-hmm.
The mother probably, dad left them. She can't support them, stuff like that.
Hmm.
But you know what I love about our home right there is that they reestablish those homes. And they help with reestablishing, putting those children back with their parents.